کو بچوں کو اپنے باپ کی ضرورت ہوا کرتی ہے. نعیم چودھری صاحب کووڈ 19 سے ہی متاثر ہونے کے بعد ڈاؤن ٹاؤن میں ٹورنٹو جنرل ہاسپٹل میں ہیں. آپ سے درخواست ہے کہ آپ ان کو اپنی دعاؤں میں ضرور یاد رکھیے گا. وہ لوگ جو بیمار ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا عطا فرمائے. اور یا اللہ تعالیٰ, کوئی انسان کسی کو کچھ نہیں دے سکتا, تیرے سے آس ہے. اور جن لوگوں کو رزق کی ضرورت ہے یا نہیں بھی ضرورت, تو اپنی جناب سے رزق عطا فرما. آمین سم آمین, آمین سم آمین. اللہ تعالیٰ ہر ایک کو اپنی جناب سے رزق عطا فرمائے, بیماروں کو شفا دے, ہمارے بچوں کو نیک اور سیدھے راستے کے اوپر رکھے اور بچوں کو لائق بنائے. آمین سم آمین. یا اللہ تعالیٰ ہماری نیتوں کو صاف کر دے. آمین سم آمین, آمین سم آمین. میرا ہر چیز میری صرف تیری خوشنودی کے لیے ہو. اب ہم آپ کو لے کے چلیں گے اپنے ایک ٹاپ آف دا آور, اور اس کے بعد
یس.
کہتے ہیں کہ مایا کو کھینچے مایا کر کر لمبے ہاتھ. ہیری سون دا میجسٹک مارگیجز کے ساتھ ریزیڈینشل کمرشل مارگیج ری فائنینسنگ آپ نے کرنی ہے, کسی قسم کی انویسٹمنٹ پراپرٹی لینی ہے, سارے بینکرز اور لینڈرز کے ساتھ ڈیپ تعلقات ہیں ان کے. آپ کو فائنینسنگ کا بندوبست بھی ہو جائے گا اور چارجز بھی کوئی نہیں دینے پڑیں گے. ہیری سون جی بڑی کمال کی تگڑم لڑا سکتے ہیں. بس آپ کال کر لیجیے اور پیسے کا رینج ہو جائے گا. $228 سے $1,000 مہینہ کیسے بچا سکتے ہیں؟ کال ہیری سون now 6472281000 Harry Sond of Majestic Mortgages.
Live 24 ghante eawaz.com par suniye aur dekhi ja sakti hai, ya phir download kijiye free eawaz official app android aur apple par. Ab waqt ho jata hai khoobsurat kalam ka, jiske liye hame taawun kiya hai village days. Seher aur iftar ke liye behtareen packages maujood hain. 905-232-3663 صرف ٹیک آؤٹ کی سہولت موجود ہے, اور اس کے لیے ہمیں تعاون دیا ہے نیو فاطمہ گروسرز نے. تازہ سبزیاں, پھل اور حلال گوشت کے لیے آج ہی جائیں نیو فاطمہ گروسرز, 512 برسٹل روڈ ویسٹ مسیساگا, وکلاکنگ اور برسٹل کے انٹرسیکشن پر نیو فاطمہ گروسرز. اور اس کے لیے ہمیں تعاون دیا ہے روبی جیولرز نے. نت نئے کسٹم اور فیشن جیولری کے لیے رابطہ کیجیے روبی جیولرز, 7086 ایئرپورٹ روڈ مسیساگا, 9056776888 روبی جیولرز. اور ہمیں تعاون دیا ہے گرل اینڈ چکن نے. بہترین اور مزیدار گرل چکن کے لیے ٹیک آؤٹ کے لیے کال کیجیے 9054760500.
ملے گر تو چھوموں میں نام محمد, محمد 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 محمد. بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد, محمد 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 محمد. بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام نبیوں کی ایک ابتدا ہے, نبوت کی ان پر ہوئی انتہا ہے. نہ ہوتے محمد تو کچھ بھی نہ ہوتا ہے, بعد از خدا ہی مقام محمد, محمد 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 محمد. بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد.
در گور بیٹی کو کرتے تھے انسان, معمولی باتوں پہ لڑتے تھے انسان. وہ آئے تو جینے کا آیا طریقہ ہے, کیا خوب لوگوں نظام محمد,
محمد 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 محمد. بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد.
محبت ہو آقا کی جان سے بھی زیادہ, بچوں سے والد سے سے ماں سے بھی زیادہ, حیوان سے بھی ہے بدتر وہ انسان, نہیں جس کو ہو احترام محمد.
محمد 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد.
ایمان کا جز ہے صحابہ کی الفت, ہے عشق صحابہ نبی کی محبت. صحابہ ہیں لوگوں ہدایت کے تارے, سناؤں گا سب کو پیام محمد.
محمد 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد.
بلند مرتبہ عائشہ تو نے پایا, کہ بستر پہ تیرے ہے قرآن آیا. لگے لب جہاں سید الانبیاء کے, وہیں سے پیا تو نے جام محمد.
محمد 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد.
اے کاش محشر میں آئے یہ منظر, کھڑا ہوں گلے کاروں کی صف میں اشعر.
اے کاش محشر میں آئے یہ منظر, کھڑے ہوں گنہگاروں کی صف میں ہم دو. ہو اعلان کہ ان کو جدا سب سے کر دو, فرشتوں کے یہ ہیں غلام محمد.
محمد 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد. میری زندگی ہے بنا میں محمد, ملے گر تو چوں میں نام محمد. محمد 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد. محمد 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام محمد.
آپ سن رہے ہیں ریڈیو ساز آواز براڈکاسٹنگ سروس 24/7. ہمارے ریڈیو او ٹی وی کی سروس کے لیے وزٹ کیجیے eawaz.com یا پھر آج ہی eawaz آفیشیل ایپ اپنے اسمارٹ فون میں ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے. eawaz ٹی وی کو آپ تمام آئی پی ٹی وی باکسز پر دیکھ سکتے ہیں. اس کے علاوہ آج ہی روکو ایپ اپنے اسمارٹ ٹی وی میں ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے بالکل فری.
کووڈ-19 کے اس مشکل دور میں سٹی آف برامپٹن اپنے بزرگوں اور سینئرز کے لیے گروسریز یا دوائیوں کی ترسیل کے لیے مدد کر رہی ہے. آپ سے گزارش ہے کہ پیل پبلک ہیلتھ کی نصیحت پر عمل کریں اور گھر پر رہیں. 311 پر کال کریں یا covid19seniors@brampton.ca پر ای میل کریں, چاہے گروسریز منگوانی ہوں یا دوائیاں. 10 بجے اپریل کی 30 تاریخ کو رجسٹر کریں سینئرز ٹیلی فون ٹاؤن ہال کے لیے, یا پھر 311 پر کال کر کے آپ جان سکتے ہیں کہ سٹی آف برامپٹن کس طرح بزرگوں کی مدد کر سکتا ہے.
ایشین فوڈ سینٹر 905-793-1338. آپ کے کچن کی تمام ضروریات ایک ہی چھت تلے. فروٹس اینڈ ویجیٹیبلز, گروسریز اینڈ سٹیبلز, بریڈ ڈیری اینڈ ایگ, بیوریج اینڈ کنفیکشنری, برانڈیڈ فوڈ, پرسنل کیئر اینڈ ہاؤس ہولڈ, سویٹس اینڈ سموسہز. Order now for in-store free pickup. 905-793-1338. Home delivery is also available. Asian Food Center. 905-793-1338. Asian Food Center.
گھر لینا ہو یا پھر لسٹ کرنا ہو, ہر فارم مظفر کو کال کرو.
انویسٹمنٹ کرنے کا گھر ہو ارادہ,
ہر فارم مظفر کو کال کرو.
برسوں سے جانا پہچانا قابل اعتماد نام ریئل اسٹیٹ کی کسی بھی ضرورت کے لیے کال کیجیے 6478986245 6478986245 سٹیز کے ریئل اسٹیٹ کی
کھانے کا انتظام تو بہت ہی زبردست ہے اور مینیو بھی کمال کا ہے, بنایا بھی کتنا لذیذ ہے.
یہ سب کمال ہے کرنانا ہٹ کا, دعوت ہو تو کچن بہت خوب کرتے ہیں, اور اگر ویسے باہر کھانا کھانے کو دل چاہے تو سمجھو ہر عمر کی پسند کرنانا ہٹ پر موجود. اور ہاں ایک اور بات, اس کھانے کے بعد گارنٹی نو ہارٹ برن.
کرنانا ہٹ کا مجھے بھی نمبر دیں, ہمارے ہاں کوئی نہ کوئی مہمان آتا ہی رہتا ہے.
کرنانا ہٹ مسز ساگا میں, بس کال کر لیجیے 905-405-8383.
ڈاکٹر مجیب قاضی آپ کے فیملی ڈینٹسٹ, دانت نکلوانے ہیں, لگوانے ہیں, کراؤنز ہیں, بریجز ہیں, ایون اگر امپلانٹس یا بریسز لگوانا چاہتے ہیں تو برمپٹن میں ہینسن اور کوئنز کے انٹرسیکشن پہ, اور اب سگما ڈینٹل کلینک ولیمز پارک وے اینڈ کرائسلر کے انٹرسیکشن پہ. بہترین ڈینٹسٹ تمام انشورنس پلان کو ایکسپٹ کرتے ہیں. اپوائنٹمنٹ بنائیے گا, ساز و آواز کا حوالہ دے کے ڈسکاؤنٹ حاصل کیجیے گا. ڈاکٹر مجیب قاضی آپ کے فیملی ڈینٹسٹ 9054578661.
Muslim Welfare Canada has made a concerted effort to lead the fight against child labor, poverty and illiteracy in third world countries. Through the generous support of our donors, over 400 children, both girls and boys, receive free, good quality education. Help educate a needy child for just $1 a day or $30 per month. Donate generously. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
سونا یعنی گولڈ خریدنا یا بیچنا ہے تو ایک قابل اعتماد نام روبی جولرز یاد رکھیے گا. اسلم یا اکرام بھائی سے ملاقات کیجیے گا. ہاتھ کے بنے ہوئے یا مشینی زیورات, اتنی ویرائٹی ہے چوڑیوں اور کروں میں, چینز میں. آپ سونے کی خریداری کے لیے ایک با اعتماد نام روبی جولرز وزٹ ضرور کیجیے گا. پروگرام کا ریفرنس دیں گے تو ڈسکاؤنٹ بھی ہے, اور سونے کی ریپیئر کوئی چارج نہیں. روبی جیولرز 7086 ایئرپورٹ روڈ مالٹن میں. روبی جیولرز.
نائگرا فال کی سیر کرنے کے بعد جائیے ٹیسٹو بومبے, اوتھینٹک پاکستانی اینڈ انڈین حلال کوزین, ویج نان ویج باربیکیو آئٹمز اور خاص آئٹم کیمے والے پراٹھے. انجوائے کریں تازہ مزیدار اور دلکش ماحول میں. ٹیسٹو بومبے ان نائگرا فالز 5780 Ferry Street, Niagara Falls, 905-357-5946, 905-357-5946.
کہیں مورگیج نہیں مل رہی, جھٹ پٹ مورگیج دلا کے ساری مشکل کر دیں گے آسان. 11 سال سے زیادہ تجربہ اور ایک بھروسہ مند نام. ہر قسم کی ریزیڈینشیل یا کمرشل مورگیج کے لیے مورگیج الائنس کی جیسمین پرمار سے رابطہ کریں. ری فائنینسنگ آپشنز, رینیول آپشنز, مورگیج ڈیفیکلٹیز, ڈاؤن پیمنٹ ایشوز, سیلف امپلائڈ, پرائیویٹ فنڈز, سیکنڈ مورگیج کے لیے کانٹیکٹ کریں موسٹ ٹرسٹ وردی جیسمین پرمار سے. نمبر ٹو کال 6479235659, 6479235659. لائسنس نمبر 10530.
آپ اگر ٹرک ڈرائیور ہیں یا اسمال بزنس اونر, ڈاکٹر ہیں, ڈینٹسٹ ہیں, آئی ٹی کانٹریکٹر یا آپ اوبر ڈرائیور, کسی بھی قسم کی ٹیکس سروسز کے لیے علی سید سی پی اے پورے جی ٹی اے میں سروس دیتے ہیں, خصوصاً مسساگا, برامپٹن, ملٹن. آج ہی کال کیجیے 6477861216, 6477861216.
COVID-19 پھیلنے سے روکے, یہ جان لیوا ہو سکتا ہے. ساودھانی برتے, زندگی بچائے. COVID-19 کو پھیلنے سے روکنے کے لیے ہم سبھی کو مل کر کام کرنے کی آوشکتا ہے. گھر پر رہ کر سب سے اسرکشت لوگوں سے خود کو بچائیں. گھر پر رہنا ہمارے پریوار, دوستوں اور پڑوسیوں کو سرکشت رکھنے میں مدد کرے گا. اپنی ذمہ داری نبھائیں, گھر پر رہیں. جانکاری کے لیے ontario.ca/coronavirus پر جائیں. اونٹیریو سرکار دوارا بھگتان کیا گیا.
یہ ہے ساز آواز براڈ کاسٹنگ سروس 24/7, اور آپ سن رہے ہیں رمضان المبارک کی خصوصی نشریات. ہماری ریڈیو او ٹی وی کی نشریات لائیو 24 گھنٹے eawaz.com پر سنی اور دیکھی جا سکتی ہے, یا پھر ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے فری ای آواز آفیشیل ایپ اینڈرائڈ اور ایپل پر.
आइए अब सुनते हैं रमजान मुबारक के हवाले से एक खास प्रोग्राम। ये प्रोग्राम इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन टोरंटो के तआवुन से पेश किया जा रहा है। आप इस प्रोग्राम को रेडियो के अलावा ई आवाज़ टीवी और फेसबुक ई आवाज़ पर लाइव देख सकते हैं।
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So brothers and sisters, on behalf of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this program that is brought to you by the foundation every single night, every single evening in the blessed month of Ramadan. And the idea is that we want to connect with one another and learn from one another, as well as in these difficult circumstances of social distancing, we're able to learn and grow despite the social distancing. We are still connecting socially and being there for one another. This is the blessed month of Ramadan, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and empower us with all the blessings and all the virtues in regards to the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah accept your fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your acts of worship. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the best of this world as well as the hereafter. Now, in today's session, we are looking at the virtues of the blessed month of Ramadan, the virtues of fasting, as well as some of the rules and the regulations in reference to fasting. So the blessed month of Ramadan is no ordinary month. And this is why we can refer to a beautiful teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein on the concluding days of the month of Sha'ban, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, addressed the community. And he made a statement in regards to the blessed month of Ramadan by saying that the month of Ramadan is a very honorable and very blessed month. And he said, Shahrun Azeem. It is a month that is magnanimous. It is a month, Shahrul Muwasat. It's a month of being compassionate and caring for one another. Shahrul Sabr. It's a month of being patient and enduring and creating a sense of discipline. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, declared that this is a month wherein regular deeds, they are multiplied and their level is accelerated to the point where there are numerous rewards for a regular deed. And for a fard and for a mandatory activity that is done, there are again endless rewards and blessings for the act and the worship and the generosity and all the good deeds that we engage in doing. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, said, فِيهِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. In the month of Ramadan is the night of power. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. And it's far better than 1,000 nights. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, said, by the end of Ramadan, those who have fasted, those who have tried their best, and those who have engaged to the best of their abilities, Allah promises, بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتِ. I will change all the negative and all the sin and all the evil or the bad habits that resulted in sin. I will change that and exchange that to good. And the good deeds are written. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, concludes this report by saying, Allah promises maghfirah, forgiveness and mercy. So we learn from this prophetic report that the month of Ramadan is no ordinary month. It's an extraordinary month. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu would hear the news of the month of Ramadan coming in, he would say, مَرْحَبًا بِمُطَهِّرَنَ الذُّنُوبِ. Welcome to the blessed month of Ramadan. It's the month that will wipe away all the bad and the evil that we may have been connected to. Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is reported to have said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. When Ramadan enters, then the gates of paradise are opened. وَإِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ غُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. The gates of hellfire are now shut. This is an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to shower His mercy and He wants to give us his forgiveness, and he wants our du'as to be accepted. So the crux of the matter is that the month of Ramadan is a very blessed month, and we are very fortunate to be in the blessed month of Ramadan. We are very fortunate to be alive. We are very fortunate to benefit from the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Now, when it comes to the blessed month of Ramadan, we are all energized, we're all excited, and this is why Sheikh Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahimahullah, makes a mention, istaqbilu Ramadan bishawqi wal hayman. The first thing that you and I need to do, he says, is we need to welcome and embrace the month of Ramadan with fervor and excitement. So this should be the situation for each and every one of us. I know that it's difficult. It's not a normal Ramadan that we are accustomed to. Many of us have been isolated for over a month. And because of COVID-19, we are in difficult moments where we can't travel. We can't be in congregation at the masjid. We cannot do what we are accustomed to in the blessed month of Ramadan. But as I've been saying to all the congregants and in my online sessions, that when it comes to the blessed month of Ramadan, it is not dependent on congregation, meaning that we don't necessarily need a congregation to benefit from the blessings of the month of Ramadan. What we can do is do whatever we can in our homes, fasting, prayers, recitation of the Quran, Taraweeh prayers with any surahs that we know, as well as charity in the blessed month of Ramadan. So this is not dependent on a congregation. Yes, we miss the congregation. We long for the congregation. We want to be with the congregation. But if we are not able to congregate, this does not mean we do not want to be benefiting from the blessed month of Ramadan. So that's the first action item, that we need to have an excitement, we need to be positive, and we need to work at being those who access the blessings of Ramadan in spite of the difficulty and despite of the challenges. Now, when it comes to Ramadan fasting, who is obliged to fast? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a mention in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who have believed, fasting has been made prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the people prior to you. And Allah makes a mention that this is kutiba. Kutiba means it is fard. Who is fasting fard upon, mandatory upon? Upon every Muslim adult that has the health and is not in travel. So this means that everyone should be fasting if they are adults. When it comes to children, they are encouraged to fast, those who are minors. And in many of our cultures, in many of our communities, we encourage the children to fast, even if it's for a few hours or on the weekends or for half a day. This is very positive because this will get the child into fasting when they reach the age of puberty. But in essence, children do not have to fast, but adults will fast because it is fard, it is mandatory. Now, when it comes to fasting, what's the conditions? What are the necessary requirements so that fasting is valid? Meaning that we have to do certain things in order for our fasting to be complete. Just like in any worldly matter, we have to do things with the right protocol. If we don't do them with the proper rules and the protocol, then the task at hand is not completed. To give a simple example, if we are entering our emails, then we need to first put in our passwords. Even if one key is incorrect, one letter or one star is incorrect, what this means is that we will not be able to access our emails. So when it comes to matters of our worldly life, we know how precise we have to be, how upright we have to be, how relevant we have to be. So in the similar fashion, when it comes to fasting, we have to fulfill all the obligations and all the rules. And if we do them to the T, to the best of our ability, that's when the fasting will be valid, accepted, and attached with countless blessings and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are some of the basic conditions? Number one is we have to make a niyyah. We have to make an intention when we fast. A person can remain hungry, they can remain thirsty and abstain from sexual activity, but they are not considered fasting. When is a person considered fasting? When they fast with a niyyah. What this means is that they will abstain from food and drink and sexual activity from dawn to dusk, which means from Fajr time all the way up to Maghrib time, with an intention. And what is that intention? The minimum requirement of the intention that in our hearts we should have the intention and we should have this feeling and this thought that we are fasting today. Many ulama and scholars say at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, if we articulate the niyyah on the first day of Ramadan, that for the rest of the 30 days I will be fasting, their niyyah is complete. So one is we have to make an intention. The other thing is, obviously, as I said earlier, we have to abstain from all forms of food, drink, sexual activity. Apart from this, we want to maximize the month of Ramadan by engaging. Because Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says that fasting is not limited to food and drink. We don't only fast by staying away from food and drink, we also fast by staying away from our bad habits. So if we're accustomed to using bad language, try and put a control on the bad language. And then after Ramadan, keep that control there so that from that fasting period. If we were used to looking at things that were inappropriate after the month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, we would have worked on controlling our glances and what we see. This will continue even after the blessed month of Ramadan. So the idea is that we want to work on our bad habits during the blessed month of Ramadan and keep that sustained after the blessed month of Ramadan. Do positive activities. What this means is that we recite Quran. Set goals for yourself. That every day in Ramadan, I'm going to recite this many juz or this many pages. Some people have even recommended that if you're performing all your five prayers and you recite one or two pages after every prayer, then by the end of Ramadan, you would have completed one entire recitation of the Quran. So this is what I mean by engage in positive activities, because Ramadan is not only to stay away from food and drink, it's a time for لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It's a time for self-discipline, being mindful of God, adapting taqwa, and changing our lives for the better. Part of some of these activities is to perform our prayers on time, to engage in duties required to please the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being generous in the blessed month of Ramadan. It is mentioned regarding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he was أَجْوَدُ النَّاسِ. He was the most generous of people. But in the month of Ramadan, he excelled in his generosity to the point where he would give so much charity that the Sahaba describe him as رِيحُ الْمُرْسَلَةِ, as a very speedy wind. That was fierce in its velocity and its energy and its power. So the same idea is that when we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, we should be very generous like the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, was. There is a special connection with Ramadan and the Quran. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a mention. He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And what this means is the month of Ramadan is the month wherein the Qur'an was revealed. And the Qur'an was revealed from Allah to the Lawhul Mahfuz, to the protected tablet. And the protected tablet is where the Qur'an was initially revealed. From there, over a period of 23 years, the Qur'an was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So again, what this means is that there's a deep connection with the Quran and the month of Ramadan. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is reported to have revised the Quran every Ramadan with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a hafidh of the obvious. Whatever verses were being revealed to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was making them. Inna jam'ahu wa Quran. Allah makes a mention, la tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bih. When the Quran initially started being revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite the Quran very quickly, and he would want to memorize it. So Allah says, no, just listen to the verse, and then automatically we will make sure that you have memorized it. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. And this was a miracle for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, that he memorized the Quran as a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without doing much effort, because he was the one that had to propagate the Quran to the masses and to the communities. And as I said, in the blessed Ramadan, in one verse, Suratul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a mention that I have revealed the Quran in the night of power. And the night of power is in the blessed month of Ramadan. So the crux of the matter is, Ramadan is an amazing time. And we are very blessed to be present in the month of Ramadan. Fast in the month of Ramadan, recite Quran, do acts of charity, help those around you in your household, and take this time of self-isolation because of COVID-19 as well as an opportunity to self-reflect, to repent, and to draw near to the Almighty and set goals for your life, so that when we do meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is pleased with us. Now, many a times people ask the question, who is exempt from fasting? So I just want to mention a few points here in regards to who is exempt from fasting. So anyone who is in travel for more than 77 kilometers or beyond, they have the option not to fast. But فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, they will make up the fasting days later. Another person who's exempt from fasting is مَرِيضَ. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضَ. Those who are sick. Allah says those who are sick and ill. And what does it mean by sickness or illness? That it's a sickness or an illness that would aggravate and exaggerate their health. The sickness will intensify. So what that means is that a person who's sick to the point where by fasting their sickness will increase, then in that situation they are exempt from fasting. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. When they recover from their situation, then they will make up the days that they missed. As far as a person who has chronic illness, meaning that there's no hope of recovery, it's a chronic diabetes, a severe type of diabetes, so they can't fast. So in this situation, a person who's in a perpetual sickness, there's no chance of recovery. They will give fidya for each day that they miss. And the approximate amount in Canadian dollars is 10 Canadian dollars per fast. They would donate to the poor and the needy, and they will get the rewards as if they have fasted. When it comes to women, those who are pregnant, those who are nursing, Allah absolves them from fasting. When they recover their health and when their pregnancy is over and their nursing period is over to the child, then they will make up the days that they have missed for the month of Ramadan. And again, by doing so, they will be excused because they were in the predicament of pregnancy and nursing. So these are some of the basic rules, and these are some of the basic criteria when it comes to fasting. The idea is we are believers and we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. He gives us opportunity after opportunity to turn to Him and to seek His blessings, because He doesn't want any of us be punished. He doesn't want any to be in a very difficult circumstance in the hereafter. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, and he asked the question, that advise me of an activity, by doing so I will attain the love and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will get many rewards. So the Prophet ﷺ said, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ, you should fast, فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ, because fasting has no other reward but a closeness to the Almighty. There's nothing equal to fasting. So value this period of time, do the best you can, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will empower each and every one of you and accept from you, and you will be blessed in this world as well as the hereafter. Now, as we conclude this session, I want to also appeal on to you, all of you listeners, as well as viewers, on behalf of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. As many of you know, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto is one of the oldest organizations. Some of you have participated earlier this earlier last year, a few months back, at the 50th anniversary for Islamic Foundation, meaning the foundation has been around for more than 50 years in Toronto. And there was a time, as the elders in the community tell me, that Islamic Foundation was one of the only masjids. And over time, mashallah, the masjid has provided endless service and continues to do so. And this is, excuse me, alhamdulillah, this is only possible with your contributions, with your presence, your contributions, your volunteerism, and all the support that you have provided over the years to the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. So, you know, and brothers and sisters, all of you are aware that every masjid is in a very difficult position, particularly with this COVID-19 situation, where we don't have the congregation coming in. The general fund stream to the masjid is through Friday collection, is through Ramadan collection, is through various programs where parents, where community members, where local community members, etc., they come and they attend the congregational programs and the events, and at the same time, they also contribute. Now, because of the COVID-19 situation, we are in a very sad state that masajid are closed throughout the world, and the masajid need to be maintained. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares the high position of a masjid in the verses of the Quran. So the appeal to you and I is that we contribute generously. This is the month of Ramadan. You will be getting tremendous rewards and blessings, multiplied blessings and rewards. And as the ulama explain, through in light of various hadith and various verses of the Quran, that the one who maintains the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will maintain them. The one who cares for the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will care for them. The one who looks after the masjid and its needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after them, their families' needs, their business needs as well. And as the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, said, الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. The upper hand is far better than the lower hand. What this means is that the giving hand is far better than the receiving hand. The generous hand is far better than the hand that withdraws. Every night and every morning, every day, there are two angels that are specifically appointed to make dua. And one of the duas they make is, Allahumma a'ti munfikan khalafa. That, O Allah, the one who spends generously, give them many fold in returns. So this is a blessed moment. The masjid needs you. And there are expenses that need to be taken care of, in particular, the bills, the utility bills. Right now, sanitation is going on. There's various upgrades that are going on in the masjid. We recently completed various programs in terms of projects, such as the roof repair, such as the stair repair. All of this is possible with your contributions. So the masjid needs you. Please do donate generously. The Prophet ﷺ gives us a promise. He tells us, مَا نَقَسَتْ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. That sadaqah, charity, generosity by giving, it does not decrease our wealth in any way, shape, or form. Rather, what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us barakah and blessings. He increases our wealth. This is a month of giving. as I said earlier, أَجْوَدُ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet ﷺ was very generous, but his generosity was at its peak in the blessed month of Ramadan. So we want to give, even though we may be in challenging situations, and an appeal that is being made on behalf of the masjid, the board members, the committee members, the management team, the volunteers, the staff, they are all asking each and every one of you to at least donate $1 a day. And by doing so, this is $365. If we have approximately 1,600 brothers and sisters out there who are donating $1 a day, then this will easily take care of the masjid expenses for an entire year. We have our full-time school. We have, right now it's online. We have full-time HIFZ program. That's also online right now because of the COVID-19 situation. We have senior services. We have currently the meal services being provided where those who are in difficult positions and they don't have meals, we provide meals to shelters and various other needy individuals. So these are all various programs you are aware about, and the masjid needs you. The masjid is making an appeal to you, and we must respond. And as I said, if we respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call, then we will attain the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our call. So again, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto requests from each and every one of you to contribute generously. And because the masjid is closed, you won't be able to come and drop your donation off at the masjid. But we are requesting all of you to visit islamicfoundation.ca, the website islamicfoundation.ca. And by visiting, you will see that there is a link to donate. You click the link and inshallah donate generously with your contributions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you tremendously, give you barakah in your families, in your businesses, in all your occupations. And Allah will make dua. You know, when you give sadaqah, when you give charity, when you give lillah, make intentions that, oh Allah, I am giving with this intention in mind. Oh Allah, I am giving to overcome this sickness, to overcome this problem in my life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you in that. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, a great tabi'i, a student of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and said that, I visited every doctor in the vicinity and I have a fatal illness. I feel that there's no way out. People came to you and they mentioned to me that you're a person that people come to and you give pertinent advice. So I'm asking for advice. So Hassan al-Basri clarified with him that you went to every doctor and you didn't get any relief or treatment. They said it could not be treated. So he said, here's a prescription for you. Give generously with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the intention that Allah give you recovery from your illness. So after some time, the individual returned to Hassan al-Basri and said that, I have recovered and my sickness has gone down. So therefore, what we learn from this is charity has a very powerful effect, result. So when we help the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. When we support the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah supports our house. Allah takes care of us. So this is the system of Allah. Sunnatullahi allati qad khalat min qabl. I don't like to beg and ask anyone. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, it reminds me of one thing he said. He said, I never ask for myself, but I ask for Allah's deen, for Allah's religion. So if it wasn't for the masjid, if it wasn't for the services of the religion that take place in the masjid, then we wouldn't be asking you. But the board members, myself, etc., we are appealing to all of you because this is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the system that وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings and we support His cause. So please do donate generously in this blessed month of Ramadan by visiting islamicfoundation.ca and contribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, keep you happy, and in his blessings. And until next time, Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman nabadan ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihimi.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो साज आवाज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7. हमारी रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या फिर आज ही eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप अपने स्मार्टफोन में डाउनलोड कीजिए. eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं. इसके अलावा आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री.
क्या आप या आपकी फैमिली डेथ, डिसेबिलिटी या क्रिटिकल इलनेस जैसी नागहानी सूरत हाल के लिए तैयार है? अगर नहीं तो सन लाइफ की प्रदीप जी का नाम याद रखिएगा 4168945872.
जी हाँ, सलाह मशवरे और किसी भी पॉलिसी के रिव्यू में मैं प्रदीप सिंह आपकी पूरी मदद करूँ.
ट्रस्ट वर्दी ऑनेस्ट चार्टर्ड लाइफ अंडर राइटर एंड कैनेडियन हेल्थ स्पेशलिस्ट मिस्टर प्रदीप फ्रॉम सन लाइफ 4168945872.
और हर मंडे को मेरे टॉक शो में जरूर शामिल.
कर लेना हो या फिर लिस्ट करना हो, आरिफा मुजफ्फर को कॉल करो.
इन्वेस्टमेंट करने का घर हो इरादा,
आरिफा मुजफ्फर को कॉल करो.
बरसों से जाना पहचाना काबिले एतमाद नाम रियल स्टेट की किसी भी जरूरत के लिए कॉल कीजिए 6478986245 6478982 सिटीज के रियल स्टेट की.
गाड़ी घर या कमर्शियल जैसा कि बिजनेस ट्रक्स डिलीवरी व्हीकल्स कार्गो वैन्स वर्कशॉप्स ग्रोसरी स्टोर्स रेस्टोरेंट्स की इंश्योरेंस के लिए वकार अजीम से राब्ता कीजिएगा. वकार अजीम यकीनी बनाएंगे कि कार घर या कमर्शियल इंश्योरेंस कम अज कम रेट पर लेकर दे मगर कवरेज आपको बेहतरीन से बेहतरीन मिले. यकीनन अपने पैसे और वक्त की बचत के लिए ईमानदार और रिलायबल सर्विस मोस्ट कॉम्पिटेटिव रेट्स के लिए वकार अजीम 4163022522
खूबसूरत दांत बाएतमाद मुस्कुराहट और बाएतमाद गुफ्तगु आपकी और आपके खानदान की मुस्कुराहटों की जमीन. फिलिंग्स क्राउन्स ब्रिजेस क्लीनिंग एक्सेप्टिंग न्यू पेशेंट्स फ्री कंसल्टेशन दांतों की संभाल के लिए डॉक्टर पद्मजा 310 शेपर्ड एवेन्यू ईस्ट 2997466.
मेरा नाम यास्मीन तैयबी है. मैं गुज़िश्ता 25 सालों से इमिग्रेशन की सर्विसेज फराहम कर रही हूँ. हमारा लॉ ऑफिस सैकड़ों पेचीदा इमिग्रेशन के केसेस हैंडल कर चुका है जिसमें रेफ्यूजी केसेस ह्यूमैनिटेरियन एंड कम्पैशनेट स्पाउसल स्पॉन्सरशिप्स पीआर रिन्यूअल सिटीजनशिप एप्लीकेशन और इमिग्रेशन अपील्स शामिल हैं. इसके साथ साथ हमारे ऑफिस में सर्टिफाइड उर्दू से इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन की सर्विसेज भी मौजूद हैं. हमारा फोन नंबर है 9055130012.
Premium auto repairs and sales services. We specialize in engine work, transmission, body work, brakes, oil change, tire services, wheel alignment, and more. We deal in all automakers. Before you go anywhere, contact us. We offer unbeatable price. Call 416-747-6800. Visit premiumautorepairs.com.
आयशा ये तुम क्या सर पकड़ कर बैठी हो?
घर में मेहमान आ रहे हैं और मुझे 10 जगहों पर जाना पड़ेगा ग्रोसरी के लिए.
10 जगह क्यों? एक ही जगह है फातिमा ग्रोसर्स.
फातिमा ग्रोसर्स?
जी हाँ, फातिमा ग्रोसर्स मसाले, ताज़ा सब्जियाँ, फल, हलाल गोश्त, मैरिनेटेड मीट आइटम्स और स्पेशल बीफ स्टेक्स भी. ग्रोसरी का सारा सामान साजो आवाज के रेफरेंस पर स्पेशल डिस्काउंट भी. मैकलॉगलन और ब्रिस्टल के इंटरसेक्शन पर न्यू फातिमा ग्रोसर्स 512 ब्रिस्टल रोड वेस्ट ऑफ मिसिसागा 9058487000. फातिमा ग्रोसर्स सबसे जबरदस्त.
Village Taste, flavors of Pakistan Village Taste. Har roz kadhai special and different flavors mein kadhai ko enjoy kijiye. 13 plus items per mushtamil jisme saag aur paratha bhi shamil hai. Breakfast buffet just $14.99. 13 plus items per mushtamil buffet. Everyday lunch buffet $11.99. Aur 30 items per mushtamil buffet jisme aloo gosht bhi shamil hai $19.99 mein. Breakfast Saturday Sunday, lunch buffet Monday through Thursday and dinner buffet Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Village Taste, 4141 Dixie Road, 905-232-3663, 232-3663. Village Taste.
इंटरनेशनल स्कूल ऑफ कैम्ब्रिज जिसे फ्रेजर इंस्टीट्यूट ने साउथ वेस्टर्न ऑन्टेरियो का बेस्ट प्राइवेट स्कूल करार दिया था, अब सितंबर में एक हाई स्कूल भी खोल रहा है। एनरोलमेंट और ज्यादा मालूमात के लिए आज ही फोन करें डॉक्टर सफदर को एट 226-792-9786, दैट इज 226-792-9786।
फर्स्ट मॉर्गेज, सेकंड मॉर्गेज या फिर हो पे लोन, सोचो ना बस बिल्कुल भी, होने मिलाओ फोन।
416-502-8000 स्ट्रेस चाहे लाख दा होवे या काक दा, उस जिंदगी मुश्किल कर देता है। बाकी बातें एक तरफ, आपके फाइनेंशियल स्ट्रेस का हल है शिराज शफीक, जिनके पास है मिलियंस ऑफ डॉलर्स के प्राइवेट फंड्स। लास्ट मिनट क्लोजिंग्स हो या डिफिकल्ट डील्स, सभी के लिए शिराज शफीक 416-502-8000, लाइसेंस नंबर 10845, इंडिपेंडेंटली ओन्ड एंड ऑपरेटेड।
ये है साज आवाज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7 और आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात। हमारी रेडियो और टीवी की नशरियात लाइव 24 घंटे eawaz.com पर सुनी और देखी जा सकती है, या फिर डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री ई आवाज ऑफिशियल ऐप एंड्रॉइड और एप्पल पर। आइए अब सुनते हैं एक खूबसूरत हम, इसके लिए हमें तावन दिया है कश्मीर कढ़ाई पॉइंट ने। ताज़ा लैम्ब गोट और चिकन कढ़ाई टेक आउट ऑर्डर के लिए अभी कॉल कीजिए 9057585099। और इसके लिए हमें तावन दिया है एशियन फूड सेंटर ने, GTA में सबसे पुराना ग्रोसरी स्टोर एशियन फूड सेंटर, पूरे GTA में 13 लोकेशन से आपको सर्व कर रहे हैं।
लोकेशन और जबरदस्त डील के लिए विजिट कीजिए asianfoodcenter.com।
और इसके लिए हमें तावन दिया है मुस्लिम वेलफेयर सेंटर कनाडा ने, सालों साल से इंसानी खिदमत करने में एक कदम आगे। मुस्लिम वेलफेयर सेंटर, डोनेशन, अपनी जकात, खैरात, सदकात आज ही मुस्लिम वेलफेयर सेंटर कनाडा को दीजिए। मजीद मालूमात के लिए विजिट कीजिए muslimwelfarecenter.com।
खुदा का जिक्र करे, जिक्र मुस्तफा न करे, खुदा का जिक्र करे, जिक्र मुस्तफा न करे, खुदा का जिक्र करे, जिक्र मुस्तफा न करे, हमारे मुंह में हो ऐसी जुबान खुदा न करे, हमारे मुंह में हो ऐसी जुबान खुदा न करे, दरे रसूल पे ऐसा कभी नहीं देखा, दरे रसूल पे ऐसा कभी नहीं देखा, कोई सवाल करे और वो आता न करे, कोई सवाल करे और वो आता न करे, मदीना जाके निकलना ना शहर से बाहर, मदीना जा निकलना ना शहर से बाहर, خدا نہ خواستا یہ زندگی وفا نہ کرے خدا نہ خواستا یہ زندگی وفا نہ کرے نبی کے قدموں پہ جس دم غلام کا سر ہو نبی کے قدموں پہ جس دم غلام کا سر ہو قضا سے کہہ دو کہ ایک لمحہ بھی قضا نہ کرے قضا سے کہہ دو کہ ایک لمحہ بھی قضا نہ کرے اسیر جس کو بنا کر رکھیں مدینے میں اسیر جس کو بنا کر رکھیں مدینے میں تمام رہائی کی وہ دعا نہ کرے تمام عمر رہائی کی وہ دعا نہ کرے کہا خدا نے شفا کی بات محشر میں کہا خدا نے شفاعت کی بات محشر میں پہل حبیب کرے کوئی دوسرا پہل حبیب کرے کوئی دوسرا نہ کرے شعور نعت بھی ہو اور زبان بھی ہو ادیب شعور ادا نہ کرے وہ آدمی نہیں جو ان کا حق ادا نہ کرے خدا کا ذکر کرے ذکر مصطفیٰ نہ کرے ہمارے منہ میں ہو ایسی زبان خدا نہ کرے
آپ سن رہے ہیں ریڈیو ساز آواز براڈ کاسٹنگ سروس 24/7 हमारे रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या फिर आज ही eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप अपने स्मार्टफोन में डाउनलोड कीजिए। eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं। इसके अलावा आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए, बिल्कुल फ्री।
HearMax लेकर आए हैं अल्टीमेट हियरिंग सॉल्यूशन विद वर्ल्ड स्मॉलेस्ट एडवांस एंड डिजिटल हियरिंग एड्स, वो भी सबसे कम कीमत में। किसी भी हियरिंग एड की खरीदारी पर बिना किसी फिकर के 3 साल की वारंटी भी हासिल कीजिए। फ्री नो ऑब्लिगेशन हियरिंग टेस्ट के लिए आज ही कॉल कीजिए HearMax। सर्व करते हैं GTA में 2 लोकेशन से।
जेन एग्लिन